The Dark Room, Chapter 2, Tuesday. The email didn't come until 1 o'clock, but the guys had been taking turns monitoring their inboxes, so they all went running for their computers when Justin yelled. This one was like the last one, addressed to all five of them by name. Hi, Anthony, Steve, Gabe, Dieter, and Justin. Well, boys, we think last night was a smashing success, even though it went quite a bit beyond the original plan. I trust nobody is complaining on your end. Monday's face has been glowing all morning, and Tuesday has been revising her plans a little. The rest of us are pretty jealous because it's her turn tonight. We've had a lot to talk about. None of us slept very well, mostly because last night's appreciation left us, frankly, horny as hell, even Monday. Tuesday is going to appreciate Gabe. She's been watching him for quite some time and noticed that he will switch shifts with that very unpleasant old man at work whenever he needs to go to dialysis. Gabe donates blood every 2 months, and when he leaves a table at a restaurant, he makes sure there's a decent tip, even if he's with a group and he ends up out a few dollars. Tuesday feels safe enough to let you know that she benefited from that very good habit on one occasion. We mentioned that we've basically been stalking you. We've also noticed that you have all done something nice already today. Dieter donated shoes to the homeless shelter. He was waiting when the doors opened. Gabe was at the blood bank. Justin read stories to kids at the library. Anthony gave $2 to a homeless woman. Confession time. It was Thursday in disguise. She passed it on to a real homeless woman. And even Steve, who already received his appreciation, signed up to teach English to immigrants. We think he'll discover that was a very good move. Tuesday wants Gabe to be thinking of anything he wants in particular. He can tell her tonight if anything at all comes to mind. So we're changing the world one nice guy at a time. We wondered what would happen if all of the nice girls appreciated all of the nice guys. Just so you know, we each volunteer at different places, but we've decided not to go into details right now. We're not worried about you guys. You were perfect gentlemen last night. But we're honestly enjoying the little game and we want it to go on. So set up the room the same way as last night. We apologize for not helping to clean up. I'm afraid some of us made a mess. This time though, Tuesday tells me, it would make things easier if there was a large rug or a piece of carpet on the floor. We'll meet you in the dark tonight at 9. You have no idea how much we're looking forward to it. Love, Thursday, for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. Gabe's face was white and his brown eyes kept reading the text over and over. Lucky bastard, Justin complained. We're all lucky bastards, Steve said fervently. This kind of shit just doesn't happen. My mother told me I should do good, Justin mused. I don't think she had this in mind when she said what goes around comes around. I'll get the basement ready, Steve volunteered. The guys had stumbled numbly to bed the night before without doing any cleaning at all. Do any of you guys have a rug we can use? Nobody answered right away, but Anthony had an idea. Look, no matter how tacky you think it is, the right rug would be a deep pile shag rug. Where can we get one of those? Thrift store? Justin said. I'll check the one by the school, and Dieter, why don't you go over to the one across from the park? It won't hurt if we both find one. Just before dinner, Gabe came in the door dragging a large rolled rug wrapped in plastic behind him. Dieter said, hey, I already got a rug. but Anthony came up empty. "I know," Gabe said, "but I figured a thrift store rug would send the wrong message." "What did you get?" asked Steve. Gabe unrolled a black fur rug. "It's alpaca. Actually, it's a bedspread, but we can put Dieter's rug under it for padding." Gabe looked at it thoughtfully. Anthony ran his hand across the fur. "How much did this cost you? It feels expensive." Gabe mumbled, "About $800. It's not the skin. It's just made from the fur. I don't know how the girls feel about fuzzy animals." "Damn," Justin said. "Look, Steve said they can't take anything from us," Gabe said. "And I thought that if there was anything I'm willing to go into debt for, it's this." "There's just one thing I want to know," said Justin. "Can this be dry cleaned?" Gabe punched Justin's shoulder, outraged. Then he said, "Yep, I checked." 9 o'clock that evening found Gabe sitting on a chair in the dark on the most outrageously expensive rug he'd ever touched. He was barefoot and wearing shorts and a short-sleeved button-down cotton shirt. Steve made sure he was sitting where Monday had told him to, furthest from the door. He thought she would probably do the same. The girls showed up. Gabe could hear them chatting as they came down the stairs. When they reached the bottom, one of them said, "Hi, guys." "Hi, Gabe. We know where we're going, but Tuesday needs to find you." Gabe swallowed. "I'm over here, sitting on my chair, being good." "Being very good," one of the girls said. "This rug is going to pay for itself, I think." Gabe sensed a woman standing in front of him. "I'm Tuesday," she said quietly, and it sounded like she was smiling. "And you have outdone yourself. I expected perhaps something from the thrift store for the floor, a nice shag carpet maybe. But what kind of fur is this? It makes my feet feel horny." But she didn't wait for an answer. Tuesday grabbed Gabe's hand and had him stand up. Tuesday hugged him tenderly, and he hugged her back, noticing that her blouse was cut all the way down to the bottom of her back. Gabe traced his fingers along the edges of the fabric, enjoying the smooth, soft feel of her skin. "Okay, that's a whole lot of silence and no report," one of the guys said impatiently. "Give us something." "Oh, something juicy," one of the girls added. "I'm holding her and touching her back. She's wearing some sort of slippery blouse that's open in the back. She's hugging me. Nothing juicy." "I'm going to fix that," she said into his neck. And she rose up on her toes and kissed him. She slid her tongue in and tickled the roof of his mouth. Then she sucked in his lower lip and let it pop out noisily. "Well, that sounded juicy," one of the girls said. Then Tuesday ran her hand along the front of his shorts to feel his erection. She whispered, "Tell them this makes me juicy." Gabe tingled and impulsively slid his hands down to feel Tuesday's ass. He pulled her so close she ground into his hard cock. "Tuesday kissed me, and she wants me to tell you that my cock, which she keeps on rubbing quite excitedly through my shorts, is making her, juicy." Tuesday whispered, "So, what is it you particularly want?" Gabe had been debating whether to ask the question. He didn't want to seem like he was inexperienced, but he decided to swallow his pride and go for it. "Last night, when Steve and Monday were here, she was teaching him things she liked, And I thought that was pretty fucking hot. I thought it was pretty fucking hot too, said Tuesday. I hope you learned something too. What is it that you want me to teach you? Can you come closer? Gabe waited until he felt her face near his. He whispered, Cunnilingus. I don't know how to do it. I mean, I've never had the opportunity. That, Tuesday cut him off, is a very wise thing to learn. And to pretend you don't know after you've learned so you can learn again. She hissed at the girls. We really like to teach boys pussy licking, don't we, girls? There was an enthusiastic affirmation from their side of the room. And after I teach pussy licking, she whispered in his ear, I like to pretend I've forgotten something that you can teach me. Now, the first thing about pussy licking is I want to be naked, and you want to be naked. So can you help me out of this? You might touch things that make me feel nice. Gabe didn't argue. He slipped the blouse off her shoulders and ran his hands over Tuesday's breasts. He bent down and licked her nipples gently, and then a little harder as she responded. Am I doing it right? He said, grinning. Am I making your pussy feel good? You're doing it completely wrong. Don't you dare stop. I'm so confused, man, one of the guys whined. Talk to us. Gabe paused for a moment and whispered, So do you want me to tell them what's going on? Or do you want me to keep licking your nipples? Tuesday shook with pleasure. I'm going to tell you so he can keep... Oh, shit, that feels good. He took my top off, and he's licking my tits. He's a complete artist. He's the Van Gogh of tit licking. Oh, damn. Do that again. He was just biting. Oh. Oh. His hand is moving up the inside of my thigh. He's about to discover I'm not wearing. Mundy was waiting in the dark for this moment. She knew everyone would be involved in trying to decipher the action, and she had separated her chair a little from the others so she wouldn't be missed. She dropped to the floor and crawled to the back wall and followed it across the room to where she had told Steve to sit tonight. Her hand touched a foot, and she fervently hoped it was Steve's. Steve felt the touch on his foot and leaned forward to catch the aroma of Monday's hair. He had been anticipating this moment ever since she had walked out of the basement last night. Monday found Steve's hand and tugged at it gently, and he followed her on his hands and knees to the middle of the back wall, where they both sat with their backs against it. She needed to be as far away from everyone as possible. Everyone was straining their ears in the darkness to know what was going on, and a stray conversation would be picked up right away. Monday leaned into Steve and gave him a silent, intense kiss. I can't stop thinking about you, she breathed. She put her finger on his lips to keep him from speaking. I'm going to meet you tomorrow. It's against the rules. Steve reached over and pressed Monday's breast through her dress. Yes, she whispered. But not now. Tomorrow, go to the mall. Get a 15-minute massage at the kiosk in the mall concourse. Trust me. In spite of what Monday had said, Steve kept teasing her breasts. She touched the back of his hand lightly as he caressed her. Then she leaned into him again. Kiss me where you bit me last night. Steve turned to face her and kissed her right shoulder just at the base of her neck. She sighed, kissed the top of his hand, and was gone. Tuesday unbuttoned Gabe's shirt and fumbled with his shorts just as he found that her skirt was fastened only with a couple of snaps and removed it. He helped her get the rest of his clothes off, and they fell on the rug, kissing passionately. "I want you to do it like they did," Gabe gasped into Tuesday's ear. "What?" she managed. "Like Steve and Monday. Silently without talking. Teach me to lick your pussy without talking." "Okay, then. You pay close attention. I'm about to lick your pussy." Before Gabe could ask what she meant, Tuesday knelt to the side of Gabe's head and ran a finger gently along his lips. She kissed him sideways and started licking his lips that way, her tongue soft against him. She made long, deliberate strokes that awakened every nerve in his mouth. Gabe was just processing what she had said through a fog of nibbles and lips. She was licking his pussy. Just as it clicked with him, she stopped and threw a knee over his head so she was straddling his face. "Guys, you should probably know that I just showed Gabe how I like my pussy licked. He's about to start, and I just want you to know we're not going to be talking to you for a while. Don't interrupt us, or I will personally..." "Oh, damn, Gabe. You're a fast learner." Gabe smacked her ass to remind her that she was supposed to be silent, and she got the message. He threw himself into his task wholeheartedly. She was shaven smooth, and she had a clean taste, distinctive and pleasant. He tried his best to do exactly as she had, keeping his tongue soft and making long strokes that ended with light touches on her clitoris. Tuesday hummed with pleasure for a few minutes. Then, to Gabe's frustration, she moved to the side of his head again and kissed him sideways. "Am I yummy?" she whispered into his mouth. Gabe nodded silently as she licked his mouth a couple of times like she had before. Then she slipped a finger into his mouth as she continued licking his lips. He felt Tuesday's finger bend, and the tip touched a spot a little way back on the inside of his cheek. "I've been really turned on for 24 hours, and I'm really close. If you do that right," she whispered in his ear, "you'll make me come." Tuesday lay down on her back so Gabe could practice what he had just learned. He rolled over her, giving her a couple of deliberate licks before inserting his index finger into her pussy. He enjoyed the texture of her pussy with his finger for a little while. Then he carefully bent it so he was touching what he hoped was the spot Tuesday had tried to show him. He got it exactly right. Immediately, Tuesday started to writhe and moan. Gabe sped up to match the pitch of her excitement. He'd never had so much fun. He decided to improvise a little and put another finger in Tuesday's pussy. He pressed hard with both fingers. "Oh, I didn't tell you to. Oh, shit. Oh. The orgasm surprised Tuesday almost as much as it surprised Gabe. He found himself struggling to keep his tongue in contact with her flesh as she bucked and wiggled. He could feel powerful contractions around his fingers, each punctuated with a delighted squeal. Gabe vaguely heard cheering and applause as he finally turned over and rested his head against Tuesday's sweaty thigh. Her smell was intoxicating. It took Tuesday a few minutes to come down from the orgasm, and just as her breathing was approaching normal, she was surprised to hear Gabe say, "I want to do that again." "Smart boys make me so hot," one of the other girls murmured from the darkness. Tuesday laughed between gasps of air. "If you did that to me again right now, I'd shatter into a thousand delirious happy pieces." "You say that like it's a bad thing," Gabe moved up and buried his tongue in Tuesday's navel and made her start squirming again. Can you come just from me licking your belly button? I don't even know what you can't make me do right now. And don't think I don't want you to try. But I was all looking forward to getting my mouth full of your cock. You know, to show you my appreciation. Gabe said, if you touch me anywhere near my cock, I'm going to have an ejaculation so premature I'll have come last month. I can handle that. Just trust me, Tuesday said. Gabe felt her move down his body, and she grasped his cock just under the head and squeezed hard. This is called the Tuesday squeeze. I didn't invent it, but I'm the one doing it right now, so I call it what I want. Gabe gurgled a little. Tuesday was right. She did know how to handle that. When she let go, he had a well-controlled half-erection. Tuesday positioned herself between his legs and gave his penis a long lick. What's your blowjob of choice then? How do you like it? Gabe honestly didn't know. I've never actually had a girl. There were murmurs from around them in the darkness. One of the girls was outraged. Gabe, that's a crime, and Tuesday is precisely the girl you want kneeling in front of you right now. Gabe laughed. You know that restaurant where the cook knows what you want better than you know yourself? He said. That's the restaurant I'm in. Okay, Tuesday murmured. This is about to become your favorite kind of blowjob. Tuesday started with just her lips, nibbling the tip of his cock. Then she swirled her tongue around the head, softly, the tip of her tongue flicking him. She sucked slightly and slid her lips further down Gabe's shaft. He felt like he was going to explode. She squeezed him again, but she knew it wouldn't be long. She had only bobbed up and down a few times when she felt him about to come. She could tell he was trying to warn her, but his words were coming out garbled. Always the gentleman. She sped up and scratched his balls with her fingernails. He came in her mouth explosively, grunting and thrusting, all reason completely forgotten. Tuesday kept up with him, swallowing almost all of his cum. Gabe gasped for air. He didn't feel like he was in the dark. He felt like he was in a bright room on a sunny day with a beautiful girl. Tuesday, you made my lights go on, he gasped. He could hear the pride in Tuesday's voice. You should see what I can do when I can work on you for a couple of hours. I think I would shatter into 1,000 delirious happy pieces. Tuesday stroked Gabe's thigh. Come to the film closet with me so we can talk privately a little, Tuesday said when it sounded like Gabe might be able to stand again. In the closet, Tuesday sounded suddenly earnest. Gabe, I hope I didn't embarrass you in front of your friends. Some guys get mean and... Are you kidding? Gabe laughed. I am completely absolved. Besides, if I hadn't confessed to my ignorance, I would have had to bumble around pretending. You would have known I was winging it, and that's more humiliating than just admitting it. I've never been so thoroughly eaten out. You win, Tuesday purred. So did I completely wear you out there? Tuesday had moved in close. She hugged Gabe tenderly and ran her fingers up the erection she knew she would find. Because it would make me feel better if I could remove all doubt about your prowess from your friends' minds. You can tell them I jumped you because I couldn't control myself. Because that's what's about to happen. Tuesday smoothly snaked one of her legs around Gabe's waist and slipped his cock into her pussy. He felt almost like she was sucking him into herself. "I'm gonna tell them," Gabe smiled and thrust into Tuesday hard, "that you were faking, that you banged the walls and screamed, but nothing happened. You won't be able to tell such a despicable lie," she said, grinding into Gabe and squeezing his cock with her pussy, "if they hear you screaming when you come. And to make that happen, I need you underneath me." Tuesday did something that felt like a martial arts maneuver, and Gabe found himself suddenly on his back, with the wind knocked out of him in the dark of the tiny room. Tuesday had already impaled herself on him again. "Fuck me," she said, starting to ride him. Then more loudly, "Fuck me." Gabe started to thrust in earnest. The desire of the woman he was pounding was driving his own desire. "Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me." Tuesday got louder every time she said it, every time the base of Gabe's cock mashed her clitoris. Then she said something quietly. "Damn, I wish there was some furniture to knock over in here. I want glass to break. I want noise." Gabe grunted in spite of himself. "Fuck me. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me," Tuesday chanted with every pound. Gabe growled, his words broken by the effort of thrusting. "Oh, take it. You proud, oh, delicious confection." Tuesday sweetened. "No, listen to your pretty fucking vocabulary. You elegant, sweet, cocked pussy pounder. Oh, fuck me. I'm gonna give you shivers. I'm gonna make you scream. Come on, pinch my cock with your exquisite velvet pussy." A long squeal tore itself from Tuesday's throat as Gabe pinched her nipples and pulled. Her pussy was liquid fire, and Gabe felt something wild struggling out of somewhere deep in her chest. She started to come, and her squeal turned into a full-blown scream. Gabe roared from his core along with Tuesday's scream as he climaxed. They laughed, exhausted as they came down. They could hear more cheering from the other room, muffled through the door. Tuesday giggled. "Well, that should do something for your reputation." Gabe ran his fingers through Tuesday's hair as she laid on his chest recovering. "I have no idea what you look like, but you could never be anything but beautiful to me." "Really? What if I actually looked like Eleanor Roosevelt or Queen Victoria?" "Doesn't matter. I just start thinking wrinkled pug-faced women were hot," Gabe said. "Maybe I shouldn't say this." Tuesday paused, thinking. "I might not look like what you expect me to. I've liked every single one of your surprises so far." "Give me a chance," Gabe replied. Tuesday kissed him on the lips. "Okay, next week." And she left the room.